Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, The Hope of Easter. But first, here's the message, Forgiven.
Because of what Christ has done for us at the cross, completing the work the Father had sent Him to do, we can be forgiven of all of our sins, past, present, and future. We can know the forgiveness of God and live in victory every day. Not in the defeat, not dominated by sin and Satan, but we can live in the power of God's Spirit and therefore overcome sin in our lives. In other words, when we are saved, when we come to Christ, sin is no longer our lifestyle. It is no longer the pattern of our life, the predictable of our lives. Before Christ, before we came to the Lord Jesus, sin was just what we did. That was our habit. That was our continual lifestyle. But since coming to Christ, and He has changed our lives, if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things are passed away, everything becomes brand new, we now live in victory over sin. So the question is, how can we as believers who are accepted in the Beloved, totally accepted in Christ because of what Christ has done, how can we then live acceptable lives that please Him? The fact that we are accepted, that's justification, our standing, our position before God. The fact that we are being made acceptable to God, that is sanctification. That is the work of the Spirit in us, making us more and more like Jesus. Now, the question is raised, of course, can a Christian sin? And the answer is yes. We know that we can sin because we do sin. But thank God there is cleansing for our sin. Now, we've already brought a message on the promise of God's security in our lives. You can't sin away your salvation. You cannot so sin that ultimately you forfeit your eternal life. No. No man can pluck them out of the Father's hands. We're in the grip of His grace. Once God's child, always God's child. But it is possible, due to our sin, to lose our intimacy with God, to lose our influence for God, to lose the joy of our salvation, to lose power in life and in prayer. David said in Psalm 66, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God won't hear me. In other words, if I continue to sin and don't deal with my sin and confess my sin, then I am cut off from the power of prayer in my life. So sin is a very serious subject, not only for the unbeliever, but certainly for the believer. President Calvin Coolidge, known as Silent Cal, went to church one Sunday, and after the service, someone asked the president, what was the message about? He said, well, it was about sin. And they said, well, what about sin? What did he say about sin? He said, well, I'm not quite sure, but I think he was against it. Now, we ought to be against sin because God is against sin. We don't slough this off. We recognize that sin is a serious subject, and when we sin as believers, we and then do not confess our sins, then we are living with the possibilities of defeat rather than victory in our lives. So take your Bibles and turn to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. And let's begin reading in verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from how much? All sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, and here's one of those great promises for forgiveness. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in me. None other than the great apostle Paul dealt with this war within, this battle with sin and the sin nature. Someone said, you know, when we're saved, God doesn't fix us where we can't sin anymore. He just fixes us where we can't sin and enjoy it anymore. And Paul wasn't enjoying this spiritual battle, and neither are we. In the 7th chapter of Romans, he said, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing. And who will deliver me from this body of death? And he went on to say, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, the victory that is ours in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we all experience in the Christian life this tension, the sins of omission, those things that we omit to do that we ought to do, the sins of commission, those sins that we commit that we ought not to commit, those things that we do that we ought not to do, and we all deal with sin. And it is very important that we not try to cover our sin or to conceal our sin. David tried to do that after his great sin with Bathsheba, and he spent a year in misery. Now, sin is serious because sin defiles. That's why we need cleansing from sin. Sin disappoints. It never delivers. Sin defeats. Sin can dominate our life. Sin depresses and makes us miserable, as I've noted. Sin deceives us. And so often we think it's just a little thing, this sin. It's not that big a deal, but then Satan uses it as a stronghold in our lives. So we need to make sure that we are looking honestly through the mirror of God's Word and confessing our sins. We need to make sure that we are convicted by the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit moves to convict us of our sin, and never trying to cover up. Sin distorts because it appears that it is something good when in fact it is a defeat in life that is damaging to you, to your family, to your friends, and yes, to your church. Sometimes people, Christians, have the attitude, well, what I do just matters to me. You know, it's just me. Well, what you do matters to you, but it also matters to one another if we're in the church. It matters to each other because what you do affects me and what I do affects you. And so this is a responsibility that we have to confess our sins. And that's why we have 1 John 1:9 in the Bible and so many other verses that promise us the forgiveness of God. How are we to confess our sins? When you pray, just as Jesus taught us to pray, in the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, there's a section in there to pray for forgiveness and confession. So what are we to do? Well, number one, we are to confess our sins specifically. Notice that it does not say, confess your sin if we confess our sin, but it says if we confess our sins, plural. We need to make sure that personally we are taking account for our sins. The word confess means to agree with, God. Homologeo, to say the same thing about our sin that God says about our sins. It's not just a flaw. It's not simply a weakness. It is not just a mistake. No. Tell it like it is. Say it for what God says it is. God, I did this, and I have sinned against you. Do it personally. We have a victimization society in which we are constantly wanting to blame others for our problems and our own failures and our own sins. We're like Adam when he sinned against God. He even tried to blame it on his wife. He said, ultimately, blaming it on God, God, the woman that you gave me, she made me do it. Rather than taking responsibility and accountability for his own sin. So when the Holy Spirit convicts you of something in your life that is wrong, that shouldn't be there, take responsibility for that sin and confess it. And we'll see again what that means in just a moment. But to do it specifically and to do it personally. Not just to jump in bed at night after the day is done and say, and oh, by the way, God, forgive me all my sins, amen. No, we're better than that. If we're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that we need to confess our sins.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, Forgiven. The resurrection of Christ tells us that as we trust in Him, He gives us a future and the hope of eternal life. We want to strengthen you in that hope this season with Pastor Jack Graham's book, The Hope of Easter. It's our thanks for your gift to take the gospel to more people across our hurting world through PowerPoint. For a limited time, your gift will be doubled by a $150,000 matching grant. So call now to request your copy of The Hope of Easter when you have your gift doubled by the match. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word HOPE to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Forgiven.
Confess our sins not only personally, but we are to confess our sins immediately. You ever get something in your eye? And, of course, if it's in your eye, you can't wait to get it out. If you wear contacts, as I do, maybe a contact gets something on it or it gets a little askew. You can't wait to correct that. Well, we ought to be as sensitive to sin in our lives as we would be to some foreign particle or matter in our eyes. And so rather than putting it off, rather than saying it doesn't matter that much, we come to God and say, God, immediately, I want to bring this to you. This is why Jesus made it a daily prayer when he gave us the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The psalmist said, search me, O God, Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So it ought to be a part of our prayer lives that we're praying, Lord, search my heart. And if the Holy Spirit convicts you of something in your life, a sin in your life, then confess it immediately. Because I promise you, God knows it anyway. We can't hide from God. And we only hurt ourselves when we try to cover our sin. In fact, the Bible says, whoever covers his sin shall not prosper. But whoever confesses his sin and forsakes it will be blessed. So if you want the blessing of God, if you want the prospering of God in your life, confess your sins personally, confess your sins specifically, confess your sins immediately, and confess your sins completely. Don't leave anything out. Not only those sins that are so obvious, but those sins that are not quite so obvious, but may be just as damaging. There's a verse of scripture which says, the little foxes spoil the vines. And often it's those little things, those things that we don't think amount to much, that spoil the life and distort the work of Christ in us. So completely, don't leave anything out. Be judgment day honest with God. And that leads me to the next thing, which is confess your sins sincerely. So much of our confession seems like an alibi at times. If I did this, Lord, if this is wrong, how about bargaining with God? God, if I quit doing this, will you bless me? No, God doesn't want our alibis. God doesn't want our bargains. He wants our honesty, our authenticity when we come before Him. And when we do it in that way, He always hears and responds. But God will not hear the prayer of a dishonest man or woman. So be honest with God and ask Him specifically, personally, immediately, completely, sincerely, and confidently. That's the next thing. Why? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is faithful and just. That means when we are honest with Him and confess our sins, He is faithful to just to forgive. He will never hold us accountable for those sins that have already been forgiven. A man went in to talk with his pastor about his sin, and his pastor said, have you asked God to forgive you? And he said, yes, I've asked God to forgive me. I've confessed it 1,000 times. And this pastor, very wise, said to him, well, what you ought to do is ask Him to forgive you and confess it 1 time and thank Him 999 times that He has forgiven you. Because you see, God is faithful and just. Don't get the idea that God is folding His arms, waiting for you to prove yourself as to whether or not He's going to forgive you or not. All you need to do is look at the great story of Jesus that He told about the prodigal son, that son who was so arrogant and rebellious, he took his father's inheritance and wasted it in riotous, prodigal living. And when he ended it all in the far country, when he wasted it all, I should say, in the far country, he determined to go home and seek to be just a servant. But he came back in rags. He went away so arrogantly. He went away so confidently. He came back a broken man. And yet his father went running to him and welcomed him home. And that's a picture of our Father in heaven. Have you failed God? Have you sinned against God in your relationship, say in your marriage? Is there strife in your relationship with your husband or your wife, and you're greatly responsible for it? Is there anger in your home? Is there profanity in your home? What about stubbornness and pride and rebellion? Arrogance. Have you failed God in your relationship with your kids? Have you been exasperating your children? Have you verbally abused your children? Are you too harsh? Are you constantly exploding around your kids? Are you controlling and dominating and domineering? Ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart. What about your temper? What about greed? and dishonesty and jealousy and anger? Have you failed God and sinned in your sexual behavior? Have you broken the seventh commandment in spirit or in substance? Have you failed God in not worshiping Him as you ought to worship Him? In not serving Him as you ought to serve Him? In not giving in obedience to Him as He has commanded us? Have you failed God? How have you failed God? God wants to forgive you, but you must come clean. You can be liberated from the guilt and the consequences and the pain of sin. God wants you to live a life winning over self and sin. And sin is a disaster. And yes, there are consequences with sin. Yes, there is forgiveness. Thank God for that. But God has called us to a higher standard as followers and believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only because sin offends His righteousness and His holiness, but sin hurts us. And we often wear and bear the scars of our own sin and our own rebellion against God. So find God's forgiveness by confessing your sin. I'm the one, Lord. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, you don't need to beat yourself up over your sin, but you do need to be honest with God about your sin. You need to be forgiven of your sin. God, I blew it. God, I failed here. God, I sinned here. I own up to it. And then trust Him for His forgiveness. Not making deals with God, not making over-the-top promises, saying, Lord, I'll stop this if you'll do this. No, come to your sin as the Holy Spirit convicts you, as the Word of God, the mirror of God's Word opens it up to your heart. Admit it and then quit it. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin, and our relationship to Him can be restored and renewed when we receive His forgiveness as a gift. And when you are forgiven, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. That's a promise. Just listen to some of these promises. In Jeremiah 31, 34, when we confess our sins, He said, I will forgive your sins and remember them no more. God says, there's something I choose not to do. I can do anything, but I choose not to do this, and that is to remember your sin. Isaiah 1:18, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Even though they are as crimson, they shall be as wool. Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so will I separate you from your sins. In other words, to infinity, I will take your sins away. And then Micah 7:19, God says, I will cast your sins into the depths of the sea. Somebody said God posted, cast our sins into the depths of the sea and posted a no fishing sign. So don't go dredging them up. They're buried in the depths of the sea because it is done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can be forgiven and perfectly stand in His presence as a lifestyle that honors Him and pleases Him every day. What a wonderful cause.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Forgiven. This Easter time, we invite you to journey with Pastor Graham through the last week of Jesus' life on earth through his book titled, The Hope of Easter. Deepen your hope in Christ and reignite your desire to share Him with others as you meditate on the incredible events of Jesus' Passion Week. The hope of Easter comes as a thanks for your gift to help more people experience the hope of Jesus Christ as together we proclaim His gospel all around the world. And for a limited time, your gift will be doubled by a $150,000 matching grant, so it's worth twice as much. So request your copy of The Hope of Easter when you call and have your gift matched today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word HOPE to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Well, you know, Scott, it's true. The notion of sin seems antiquated to some, but that's because people have been sinning since the beginning of time. And the simple truth is that God's Word takes the notion of sin very seriously, and so should we. I mean, it's sin that separates us from God and results in death. And as Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, the good news is what the Scripture also says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, let me ask you today, is it time you start taking the sin in your life seriously? Is it time you finally get honest with God and others about your sin? Think about your relationships. Have you sinned in your relationship with your spouse? What about your kids, with your coworkers? Think about your attitude and the things you think about. Are you guilty of the sin of lust or of the sin of pride or the sin of rebellion? Finally, think about your relationship with God. Have you failed Him in not worshiping Him as you ought to worship Him, in not serving Him as you ought to serve Him, in not giving obedience to Him as He has commanded you? Now, you don't need to beat yourself up over your sin, but you need to be honest with God about your sin. And that means saying, God, I blew it. I failed here. I sinned. I own up to it. And then trust Him for His forgiveness. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And our relationship to Him can be restored and renewed when we receive His forgiveness as a gift. Are you ready to get honest with God and receive the forgiveness that He offers?
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's book, The Hope of Easter, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word HOPE to 59789. Join us again next time. Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can live ready for Christ's return. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.